see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
There's a medical reason why Bill's hiding away.
Put moron number two on the phone.
Well, I'm just dopey, I think. I'm...
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime. Listening to the Rush Hour.
Triple M.
No, of course you feel good. You're strapped in. You're listening to the Rush Hour. Yeah. You got an hour of power. Sean Higgins going to join us.
Here
you go. Ahead of 250 games.
Good.
Of course, the Western Bulldogs North and now Geelong playing very good football for the Cats. They're heading into the final series. He's excited. Then a hump day quiz.
Yes, Jim.
Of Olympic style.
Yeah.
So I like that. And I just need to wait and hear how it's delivered because the quiz master has not been on top of his game.
Very good.
And then at the end, a joke.
Yes.
And they haven't been great either. You'll also get some footy tips. Oh, she's a full show.
She
Hello,
is. G'day, Jim. Great to be with you. Beautiful. When the sun comes out, how good is it? It's cold, but the sun out.
Yesterday
beautiful.
Was close to the worst day of the year.
Freezing.
Jesus, it was cold Freezing. Yesterday. How cold was it?
It was cold, Jim.
I had hail hitting the bloody roof of our joint at one stage.
How good is it when you're in bed
nice.
The rain on the roof?
Beautiful.
Jim, and you just roll over and
what?
No one's there.
Oh.
G'day, Rebs.
60 seconds away from getting the card underway at Globe Derby. Let's get out nice and early and say a very good afternoon to Jim Jakes.
Jimmy. Jim.
Yeah, I was wondering if I could order a beef schnitzel with...
Gravy.
Oh, all right, hopefully touch base with Jim because it's start time for race number one.
Jim's just ordering his lunch.
I think he's the same caller. That member had the throat and he couldn't talk. His voice went, Jim.
No.
And I think I can get through this there around the last corner.
A beef schnitzel.
Yeah, beef schnitzel with gravy on it. Good on you, Jimmy boy.
Righto.
Hey, plenty going on in the world.
Well, come on then.
Right now, just breaking news.
Oh, breaking.
Probably won't be when this goes to air, Jim.
No, it's 4 hours ago.
Breaking news, the Bucks are the 2021 NBA champions.
Booker turns, shoots, fires. Shot won't go. Tucker the rebound. And that'll do it. It's over. The Bucks have done it. The long wait has ended. After a half century, the Milwaukee Bucks are NBA champions once again.
Yeah, 50 years, Jimmy
1971.
Boy. 1971.
Only two times in franchise history they've greeted the judges.
Wow.
That is amazing. And Rabbits, you know much more about this than the rest of us. You were telling us off air that these two teams worthy of a championship appearance because they've actually built teams from the ground up.
Yeah, well, the Greek freak, Giannis Antetokounmpo, Chris
50
Middleton.
Points. He had 50 points.
Drew Holiday. You know, these blokes have been at the Bucks for basically their whole career.
Well, it's good.
It is.
They haven't just bought a team in.
Exactly.
Well done.
Where is Milwaukee?
Oh, it's up. We were looking, talking about this before. Yeah. It's higher than Chicago on the same lake.
Right.
And
on the lake.
She is bitterly. It's where the Green Bay Packers, near there. Wow. And Bill. That is icicle cold.
Well, Jim, it'd be going off in Milwaukee, I reckon.
Right, yeah, that's where you remember Happy Days?
Happy
Rabbits
Days,
doesn't, but you and I do.
Happy Days
that's
are good.
Sunday, Monday, Happy Days. That's where that was based,
Performs.
Milwaukee.
Oh,
so
good.
Well done to them. Fantastic story.
Defeated the Suns today.
Sunday, here we are.
Monday, there it is.
Wednesday, Happy Days.
They are good.
The old Fonzie.
Richie Cunningham.
Yep.
That's it.
Never wrong, like you, Jim. Fonz.
He used to get in front of the mirror and act as if he needed to do his hair and then he'd just give it the
hey.
I love that show. Well, that was Milwaukee, so well done.
Oh, well done. Defeated the Suns 105-98 today. Won the series 4-2, so good work.
Did some celebrating too, watching the vision. Jeez, they were just jumping around, happy.
Well, the Greek freak, Jim, he had 50 points.
Oh.
50 points in the decider.
In the decider.
14 rebounds, 5 blocks. So well done to him and well done
you know,
to the boys.
The other thing I would say, Rabs, about watching this final series, the high def is so high def.
Yeah.
It looks like a computer game.
The 8K camera.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It literally
amazing.
Looks
8K.
Like you're playing a computer game on that NBA PlayStation 4, whatever it is.
It's incredible.
Incredible.
So
it's coming to Australia, they say.
Yes.
What, next year, maybe a year after?
I reckon so.
Yeah.
And what about after the celebrations? You know what they do? They put on the goggles.
Oh, yeah.
And they spray champagne everywhere.
Yes.
That's just weird.
That's
just strange.
What they do.
What is that about?
That's weird.
I'll tell you one, Jim. Finally have had a win. The Aussies have had a win in the first ODI, the first 50-50 game.
Have I not?
What?
Have I not told you?
What?
Now, for it'd be close to 3 years.
Yes.
How good a player Alex Carey is.
Yes, he is.
He must be in our test team.
Well, new captain.
Yep.
And made 67 top scorer.
When we were deep in the poo.
Yes.
But Bill, he is an X factor. He's quality Alex Carey. I don't care if we bat him five just as a batsman and leave Payne where he is. There's no problem with that.
Righto.
He has to play.
Is he a good captain?
I don't know enough about that yet. Yeah, right. He hasn't done enough of it, but he's a hell of a player.
Batted first, 9 for 252, Jim. And then West Indies all out. 123.
Yes, all well, out. The big boys went to work
Mitch
with the ball.
Stark. Yep. 6 for 48.
Beautiful.
Well done, Josh good. Hazlewood. 3 for 11. In the air, good bowler, Josh Hazlewood.
Oh, they're both wow. good. Fantastic.
Hey, the games have started, Jim, and the Australian softballers already lost. They got beaten overnight, 8-1 to Japan.
The mercy rule.
And the mercy rule in about the sixth inning said, out, girls. Wow.
What's that about?
And some controversy in the Australian team for the show jumping. Jamie Kermond is already he's tested positive
out
to cocaine.
I know he's out.
I don't know how he got into the side.
Well,
to be honest,
no, that's Jim. The other thing. None of us can. When you read the article about the selection policy, our best show jumper by a mile wasn't even in the team.
Rowan Wills,
Willis, I think it was.
Yeah, it is Willis. Yeah. What are you talking about, Willis? So anyway, these out. So good luck to the Aussies. It all starts Friday, of course. But I don't have to play cocaine. Well, no, you're not on it. Hey, I'll tell you what, interesting interview. Yes. I think it was earlier this morning on Waitley, Jim, with Sam Mitchell. Mm-hmm. And he was asked a nice question here. It went on for a long interview, but we've just cut this little bit up for you. Hit it, Rabs.
Sam, have you suggested you want to be Hawthorn coach next year and would prefer Alistair Clarkson not be at the Hawks?
Absolutely not. That has not happened.
There you go. So that's it. It went on for a while.
Well, Bill, I'm glad he said that, but what else was he going to say? No, it's exactly what I said. Yeah. I can't get him out of the joint quick enough. But he's not going to say that.
But what happens if they are honest and what they're both saying, well, Clarko and Sam?
Exactly.
They might be both honest, Jim, and we just don't like honesty sometimes, do we? No. We like to make things out of it.
Bill, what? I mean, he answered it the right way, but what else was he going to say?
Yeah, I know. Fair enough. All right, then. Luke Shuey has got another injury, Jim. He's hurt his calf. Geez, had a terrible run, hasn't he? Shuey.
Shuey on your booty.
Josh Kennedy should be back there. Brisbane Lions, Lachie Neal has been cleared to play. Looked like he hurt his shoulder, he's going to play. Collingwood have got two first gamers this week. They take on who? Port Adelaide on tomorrow, Friday night.
Friday night.
Who are their two first gamers, Rabsy? Because you're a Collingwood nuffy.
Got Jack Ginnivan making your debut as well. Jack Ginnivan. Kicked 11 goals in the last three VFL games.
Good on you, Jack.
Anton Tohill is Anton the Irish player.
So they've got a couple coming in, Fat, and they need to turn a pretty poor performance against Carlton around against a very good side.
Don't know if you saw this, Jim, but the American billionaire, he just sold Amazon, or has he still got it? Just sold Amazon, split up with his missus, Jeff Bezos. Has soared into space. Yes. He's gone into one of these aerospace firms called Blue Origin, Jim, and it's taken him up into space for 11 minutes, and he loved it, didn't he, Rabs?
5, 4, command engine start. 2, 1.
Out of space, Jim, it went. Out of space. There we go. Not bad. They're all doing it in space for 11 minutes and then just landed.
So just fired a rocket.
That's it.
Right.
But they're going to sell them now, Jim. They're going to sell these. You buy a seat and away you go into space.
Well, you'd hope it'd go longer than 11 minutes if you bought a seat.
You'd hope it comes down, which it did. I tell you what was good news for his ex, his ex-missus, who got $100 million out of the divorce, Jim, but also her ex was off the planet. Wasn't even on the planet. How good would that be for the ex-missus? Well, she was happy.
What does any of that mean?
She was happy that he wasn't around.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, he's moved on. He's got a new girlfriend. Jeff has. Yeah. So well done to him. He's going well, Jim.
Yeah, okay, so.
That's a wrap with Jeff.
We can tidy that up.
Someone who's going really well is Sean Higgins.
Yes.
And the Geelong Football Club is going to join us next on the Rush Hour.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I'm not saying it's a fait accompli, but I'm saying that it's a fate. Wow. And not complete yet.
On the Listener app and on your radio, this is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Bill. The Cats have hit form at the right time of the year, and so has this man, Sean Higgins.
Well, this could make things a little uncomfortable for JB and Billy.
It's awkward in here now.
Our next guest spent six seasons bringing class to Jim's Roos.
55 out, unload, Sean Higgins. That's why you give it to an elite kick.
Then headed down the highway to Billy's Cats.
Sticks it out, and Higgins is getting better and better. The longer this game goes on, the Hick slots it through.
Please welcome Sean Higgins.
I tell you what, Bill, I can't remember a round where there are more milestone games to be played.
Well,
Dave Mundy, 350.
That's a good effort.
And then legend of the game, in my view. Trav Boak, 300. He's been magnificent.
Good effort.
Down to Ed Curnow, 200, 150 for Josh Kelly, Jeremy McGovern, Alex Sexton. So we don't
Radicalia.
We don't go under
50.
We don't go under 150, Bill. But a man who's playing his 250th game. All Australian, best and fairest everywhere. Star is Sean Higgins, who joins us now. Hig, welcome and congratulations on the milestone.
Thanks, Jim. And g'day, boys. Hope you're well.
G'day, Hig. What do you get for 250? Do they give you a little, a video or a plaque saying congratulations, Sean, with the big head on your 250?
Just a bobblehead for the front of the car, I think, mate. No, I'm not sure. There'll probably be, in previous milestones, maybe a jumper or a plaque or something like that, but reflect on that at the end of the season normally.
Oh, man, well done, mate. You've had a great career. It's a much-deserved milestone.
Over yet, Jim.
No, of course. Got lots to go, including big final series coming up. I didn't see the incident concerned on the weekend, Hig, but I've read all about it. And the bit that interests me is where I read that it didn't appear to get hit in the head. No. I said, that's impossible.
He missed.
It's a first for everything, Jim.
So what happened? You're taking it, you're going to fight it because you got fined $1,000 for staging, Higo.
Well, I'm not sure if it's been out, but I've been notified that it's all been cleared and dropped. And not normally something that I'd worry too much about, but when I felt that it was 100% untrue, then it was one that we thought if we did, it would get the result that has been given today. So I think that's good, and we just move on.
Good, because it's a besmirching a very, very good football name. So I'm pleased to hear that that happened. Good. Well done. Hey, the Cats, Hig, have just started clicking right into gear. There's your win-loss columns always look good this year, but there have been times when we've all watched and wondered just how well the Cats are going. But this last month, geez, is starting to look very, very good.
Yeah, it's been something that we've been talking about internally and building really from round one about coming together, not just at the right time, but but piecing our game together week on week. And I thought our performance last weekend was probably as good as we've played, not just in terms of hitting the scoreboard, but the pressure and just the way that we set up and controlled the game for the best part of most of it was pleasing. But they continue to come around. Like, we're well placed at the moment. We're giving ourselves an opportunity. There's still some footage to be played. So it's a big game this week, because the team that I'm sure is feeling himself for making sure they continue their final hopes this year.
And it has been a long break this time. I think you played, last Thursday, and it's not till this Sunday, so about 10 or 11 days. So nice to have a bit of a break. Higo.
Yeah, it is, because we backed up the trip to Perth in 5 days.
Yeah.
Which was no issue. We've actually played really well off those shortened breaks. And I think the last sort of 18 months, as players across the league are now willing to adapt and get himself right for any game. But, yeah, on the back of having those 2 games in 5 days and a trip to Perth, it's been an extended week this week. And good opportunity, I guess, leading into the business end to get a little bit of time to get some niggles right, and then also just to get some work in on the track, because you don't necessarily get to do that when games turn around every 5 or 6 days.
Been no standout, I reckon, for the Cats this year. Like, Joel's been good, Hawke's been good, Tom Stewart's been outstanding at times. Cam Guthrie's been. Who wins the best and fairest right now?
Yeah, I'm not sure, Bill, because all those guys you mentioned, I think, would round out the top 5 or 6. In and around that, though, some of those guys have missed. Like, Cam had the shoulder injury. Yep. I think Tom Stewart's seasons has been as good as you'll see from a defender. So I think that's probably one of the most positive things that said, and I would agree with you, even last week's performance, as good as some guys were, there was no clear standout. It was just a really good team performance, and I think that's a sign of a mature team, but also a team that's pretty solid across all lines. And on last weekend, everyone just played their role, and when that happens, we got a really good result. But yeah, those guys you mentioned, I think Hawk at one end, Stewie at the other, have been unbelievable. And obviously, Giles continued to do what he does through the middle with Guff.
Now, one of the great mysteries of this world is how beautiful Heidi decided to pick you as her life partner, and you've just landed twins, Harry and Emmy.
We have, mate. Yeah, it's been a busy 18 months for all of us. We found out we were pregnant with twins in the hub last year, and then the early part of this year, things got a little bit busy. They came 2 months early, but we got through that and sort of fed March and in the lead up to round one and did what they needed to do in hospital for a couple of months, and we got them home, mate. But yeah, all's going well, and it's a busy household at the moment.
Mm. See, people say Higo hasn't been had his best year for the Cats, Jim, but when you have Prem twins 2 months early, like, there's things going on there. I dare say you wouldn't have slept a lot, Higo. There would have been times you're down the hospital. It would have been bloody tough times there for a couple of months, my friend.
Yeah, it was busy, but there's challenges for everyone, Bill. We're one of the fortunate ones that everything went really smooth, and the support from the club was great as well. So, no, we're enjoying it down here, and the family, they're all well and they're healthy, so that's a good thing.
And Packingdon Street, I see him down there occasionally, Jim. Yeah. He gets down there with a couple of real estate, big, heavy hitters, and he gets down there, and do they solve the problems of the world?
How come I see you every time I'm down there, Bill? I'm not sure if that's a coincidence or you're doing more strolling down that street than I am.
Well, I've got the pub there, so work's there, of course, and I live around the corner, but, oh, does he like to just walk up and down Paco Street in any Geelong tracksuit top fair to give me go? Come on,
turn
mate.
Turn it up, mate. you got to keep the twins occupied. I'm covering the K's at the moment with the double pram.
Hey, how do you know what's happening? You obviously get told things, but would you wait every hour and think what's happening? Is things changing? It's just an interesting time to be playing footy, my friend.
Yeah, it is. You try not to follow it as closely as that. I think we're notified whenever there's a serious announcement or any movement in terms of the scheduling or what, training or the games look like. So the club's great in that. I think all clubs would be the same. So we get notified via email or text if anything important. Yeah. But yeah, you're right. You just got to be open to be flexible. Even last week, we were in Perth, had to quarantine in our hotel before the game. And then even post-game, we're still unsure whether we'd go to Queensland or fly home on the back of that game, given what was happening in Victoria. So we're back here. We know that we're playing Richmond this weekend. And I guess that's all that really matters. And we'll worry about what Fair comes enough. After that once we get the win.
All right, Big Hig, we look forward to your 250th, as I
good
said.
Effort.
Been a great career. Ripper for the Dogs, of course. Great time at North Melbourne. A couple of Sid Barkers there. And now going to rip into a final series with the Cats. You've been a star. Enjoy every bit of it.
Thanks for the support, guys.
Well done, Higo.
Richmond Geelong, 3:20 on Sunday. Barry Denno, Nath Brown will call the socks off that for Triple M footy. This is the Rush Hour, Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Plus, he went down to Antarctic.
Yes.
He's
to the Antarctic. I'm just going to write this whole
breakdown. Well, he went down to the Antarctic.
Right.
On Triple M's Rush Hour, it's Billy's Footy Tips. Love footy? You'll love Seekers Footy Tipping with weekly prizes up for grabs so you can join in anytime. Sign up now at SeekerFootyTipping.com. Seeker, your go-to product on the worksite.
That's the takeout there, Fat. Most people think once they've missed round one, the tipping's done, they can't get involved. No. Weekly prizes.
Exactly right, Jimmy boy.
Jump in whenever you want. Just don't listen to Bill.
No, listen to me.
All right. So Port Adelaide, Collingwood, now Marvel.
And now at Marvel, Jim, not at the MCG or not at Adelaide Oval even, but Port Adelaide for me. Collingwood got some more injuries on after last weekend, so Port in this one.
Carlton, North Melbourne, of course, at the same venue.
Yeah, going to right North. You know you're playing them, Jim. That's what I don't mind.
Better.
They're hard to beat.
Better.
Yes, but Carlton going beautifully.
Well, they got back on track. I'm not sure going beautifully.
After half time.
I see. Yeah. Brisbane, Gold Coast, Gabba.
Geez, Brisbane need a win, don't they?
They do.
And their big forwards have got to fire up.
Gold Coast are hard to beat, too.
They are. They're a bit like North. Exactly right. So Brisbane should win this one at the Gabba.
All right, West Coast, St Kilda. That's over there in Perth.
Finally got a win, West Coast Eagles, because they were yuck, badly. Jim. Yeah, so West Coast win that one. Perth.
Melbourne, Western Bulldogs, 1v2.
1v2, what a game this is. Western Bulldogs for me at the MCG.
Oh,
they'll throw
really?
It around, throw it
really?
Around, throw it around.
Melbourne did a number on them earlier in the season, bringing a style of footy the Dogs couldn't handle.
Well, the Dogs will
handle
this.
You're going to turn that
around? Yes, they will.
Okay. Adelaide, Hawthorn, Marvel.
Ooh, who wins this, Jim? Hawthorne. Yeah.
Righto.
Move on.
Essendon GWS, not sure where.
Poor old Essendon. They play a lot of games outside of Melbourne, don't they? They seem to play a lot of games interstate, and they're playing all right. Giants got some injuries, got some blokes out, so I'll go with the Bombers.
Bombers. Geelong, Richmond.
Yes.
Ooh, at the Triple MCG, not down at the Cattery.
Not down at the Cattery. They wanted it.
They didn't want it down there. Yes.
No Dusty, of course. So Cats.
Cats
are 1/9 out of 10.
They're going beautifully. Going the nicely, Cats. Yeah. You cannot say anything other than that. Sydney, Fremantle.
Yes, at Metricon this one, Jim. Mm. At the minute.
Yes.
But times and things can change,
they
as
can,
we
well,
know.
Well, of course. They can.
Sydney for me to defeat
me too.
Freo. Yep.
Freo horrible last week. They've got a lot of self searching to
do. They do. Because they were going okay.
They were going nicely. They were building, and then suddenly they threw that in, and it was yuck.
Yeah,
so expect them to turn around. But Sydney, my goodness, they're close to the, with Geelong, the best performed team in the comp.
Spot on, Jimmy.
Oh, well, there you go.
It's 9 winners.
All thanks to Seeker.
Four or five.
S-I-K-A. Seeker.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
You been to Athens?
Yeah, been there. Oh, I did a cashy there, Jim.
Get out of here.
Yeah, and the cash bounce. That's how bad they're going.
JB and Bill.
Oh, no.
This is Triple M's Rush Hour. It's the time of week we like to give away some prizes with Bill's Hump Day Quiz.
And now, from the studios of Triple M Melbourne, it's the Rush Hour's Hump Day Quiz. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's your host, Billy Brownless.
Yes.
So where are we going today with the quiz, please, Fat?
Well, it's an interesting one today because Clint is with us, Jim.
Oh, what a pity.
Yeah, I know. G'day, Clint.
G'day, mate. How you going?
Good. Where are you from?
Eltham.
Eltham. And who do you barrack for?
Carlton.
Carl, looking forward to the midweek quiz. It's a beauty.
Yeah, looking forward to it, mate.
Good on you. He listens all the time, Jim, and he just loves it.
Is this Ryan Warren from Lang Warren?
Well, it's Ryan. G'day, Ryan.
Hey, boys, I'm here.
Where are you from?
Lang Warren.
Oh, yeah.
So we got a Ryan Warren from Narre Warren and a Ryan Warren from Lang Warren. What's your surname, Ryan Warren?
I'm Ryan Park. We'll go with that.
Park. All right. And you're a fan of?
The Mighty Saints, but not so mighty.
Oh, no. Got a chance. Bill's still got a look.
Yeah, they have. And you know how it works, boys. You just yell out your name. Very good prizes indeed, Jimmy boy, or Raps.
$200 voucher to the Neverland Store, which is the home of Australian streetwear, neverlandstore.com.au. And we'll give you a round of golf with a mate at St Andrews Beach, which is a magnificent golf course. And we'll give you a cart and a six-pack of beers to drink while you're playing golf.
Where's the brewery, the Perch Boys St. across Andrews the road. It's superb St Andrews Beach Brewery. All right.
It's all about the Olympics. Are you excited by the Olympics, boys?
Looking forward to it, mate.
Well, good.
All right. So jump in loud and proud.
Number one now. Here we go. Which American rock legend's daughter is competing at the Olympics? She's in the equestrian jumping.
Oh, who cares?
And I'll give you a clue.
Who cares?
I'll give you a clue. She was born in the USA.
Ryan.
Ryan.
Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah.
The boss. She's been good for a long time, his daughter.
That's a good effort, isn't it? Jessica, it is.
Yep.
Good luck to Jessica.
She's been high level for a long time.
Who got that, Ryan?
Yes, sir. Ryan, we've got the scoreboard here, in fact.
Oh, sorry.
I just keep a close eye on it.
Yeah, you do. Mm. You make a few little mistakes. Yeah. Number two now. Have a listen to this audio. And who won the gold medal, please?
This is a famous victory. A magnificent performance.
Ryan. Kathy Freeman.
Kathy Freeman jumped out to a 2-0 lead.
You didn't hear it. That doesn't help. Clint didn't hear it.
Didn't hear it.
Go to the end. I like the end bit there.
This is a famous victory.
Wait for it, Jim.
Magnificent performance. What a legend. What a champion.
You know what, Bruce, is on record as saying he got that around the wrong way.
What?
He wanted to say, what a champion, what a legend, and it came out the wrong way, and it's turned into one of the great calls of all time.
Exactly,
so I wouldn't say anything, Bruce. I'd just accept how good it was.
No, Clint, can you hear?
Come on. Yeah, mate. Yep.
Righto. Here we go. Number three now. Before competing against the Aussies in the 100-metre relay, this is in the pool, US swimmer Gary Hall Jr. said he would what to the Aussies?
Clint.
Smashes like guitars.
Oh, I like it. Yes.
Exactly, Jim.
So he's back in there, Clint.
What's the score, please? 2-1?
2-1.
Well done. Number four now. There's four new sports that will debut at the Olympics coming up on Friday in Tokyo. Name one of them, boys.
Clint.
Clint.
Clint. Oh, gee.
Breakdancing.
Breakdancing? Oh, no.
Oh, I think it might be, Jim.
All right,
it's
so,
a new. It's just
so,
new.
Ryan.
Ryan.
Surfing. Skateboarding.
Surfing, skateboarding.
Mm, he's got them all.
All right, so it's 2-1.
2-1, righto.
So we're,
comes down to this
enjoying
one.
How tight it is.
Now, this is a good one. How old are you, boys?
38.
Righto. This is our vintage, Jim, when we grew up and used to get dressed and go to school. But you watched the Olympics.
Oh, of course you did.
In the morning. And this bloke won a gold medal. He's a fisherman. See if you can guess who it is.
He's got two lifts in which to do it. It's 5 kilos heavier than he's ever lifted
look
before.
At this.
My Ryan, this is tremendous. Encouraging. Ryan, Ryan.
Hey?
Ryan.
Well, I can't hear the audio because all I can hear is Ryan. Ryan, Ryan. Yeah. Yes, please, Ryan.
Dean Lucan.
Big Dean Lucan.
Oh, well done, Rhino.
Oh, there we are. Too good.
Remember that, Dean Lucan?
I do remember it.
No one knew who he was, Jim. He gets up there.
Port Lincoln tuna fisherman.
Exactly, representing Australia. And he just went bang.
Oh, yeah.
Got the three white lights and away.
And have you seen any vision or shots of him in the last 10 years?
No, has he dropped a lot?
Half the size.
Because he was a big, big
massive,
boy.
Huge man.
Oh.
And, of course, very successful fishing business, tuna business.
Well done.
In Port Lincoln. So, Ryan.
Ryan.
I get the sneaking suspicion you might have had the win tucked away anyway, but you had to doubly earn it. So well done to you. Here's the prizes.
$200 voucher to the Neverland store, or you and a mate can go play golf at St. Andrew's Beach with a cart and a six-pack of beer.
I will take the Neverland
voucher. Beauty, Rhino.
And what about Clint? Warren. Yeah, you happy with your name, Clint?
I'm not unhappy with it, Bill.
Righto.
Bill used to do a segment on this show, Clint, where he said he used to walk us all as the audience through names he didn't like, and Clint was the first one he went with. What is it Bill. About Clint you don't like, Bill?
Well, it just gets mixed up sometimes.
With what?
With what?
When it's on birthday cakes.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
I don't think it does.
You never write it in capital letters.
No.
A round of golf for you with the cart and a mate and a six-pack of beer at the magnificent St. Andrews Beach. Clint?
Lovely.
Beautiful. Thanks, boys.
On you, Clint. And well done to Ryan. Too good there, was. Another successful mid-week quiz.
I'm not so sure about that.
Yeah.
It was sort of not as good, that one.
Speaking of something that's not as good, Bill's joke.
Yeah, there we are.
It's coming up next to wrap up the show.
Mm.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Have a listen to Bill. When he thinks he's funny, Marco, have a look at the stupid head on him.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
James Brayshaw and Billy Brownless.
You sure?
I am sure. Is Triple M's Rush Hour on tomorrow's show. Carlton's Zach Fisher will be joining us, as well as Emma Friedman, who's going to be working for Channel 7 for the Olympic Games. And an idiot song.
No.
I like that.
And I've got a surprise.
Have you?
Just give me a little bit. 2 minutes, Jim.
We won't have time for that. That's a full show.
That's all I ask for is 2 minutes.
Well,
I got a surprise. Hey, Zach's still got the hair?
Yes.
That long hair.
Yes. Now, Bill.
Yes.
Jokes have been poor.
They've been okay.
No, not really.
Pasta one was good yesterday.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
So let's go with a good one today.
Probably not.
End the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke.
Well done to the Bucks. How good was that?
Yes,
and well done to the Aussies who won overnight in the cricket, the first one day, Jim.
Yep.
So I have a little cricket joke for you.
Have you?
Just go with me here, Jim.
Oh, no.
What do I have, Jim, if I have one cricket ball in one hand and another cricket ball in the other hand? What do I have, Jim?
What?
A bloody big cricket.
Oh, no.
It's a big cricket, Jim. It's got big balls.
Oh, no. That is just appalling.
No, that's not bad. That's
just a big
cricket.
Our audience.
Well,
our
Jill
audience
gave me,
demand better than that.
Well, Jill gave me five jokes,
Jill.
And that's the best.
Jill.
There's a Fruity Friday there, but come on, Jill. You got to lift. You got to get better. Jillian, I tell you what, you'll be back to
higher. How are you blaming Jill?
Because that's
her. This is your segment. You're meant to source these jokes.
Well, there's no sourcing going on, Jim. Let me tell you, there's no source here. Shut up, Brad. Anyway.
Jokes.
Good joke, Bill. Cricket, 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 cricket.